Have you ever been forced to do something? It may not be physically, but emotionally. You're pressured into doing things because you feel if you do not do that, then you won't be accepted into the society, into probably a particular group of friends or a particular society or a culture, something like that. Or have you ever been bullied into doing things like that? Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Undiscussed with Nabila. I am your host, Nabila. This show is all about controversial topics, debunking topics, discussing undiscussed topics and issues, and elaborating on different situations and opinions that affect our society. So depending on where you are watching or listening to this from, do not forget to like, share, subscribe, follow. Please give a 5-star review. Oh, and again, please share. So today's topic is bullying and peer pressure. What is bullying? Bullying means seek to harm, intimidate, or coerce, in brackets, someone perceived as vulnerable. Then peer pressure, a feeling that one must do the same things as other people of one's age and social group in order to be liked or respected by them. So there have been times where people go to do things, people start drinking, smoking and everything, even at a young age, because they feel if they do not do that, they won't be accepted among the cool kids. We all know that feeling in school that there is some particular kind of people that they'll be like, you have to do this to join the group. And most people fall victim and they do things like that because they want to be among the cool kids. In the office, there are people who are like, you're not part of their clique, and then they try to make you do things to be part. And even if they don't physically, like, tell you, you feel that pressure to do it. If there are this exception, 1 in 100, and 99 people are doing that thing, that one person will feel pressured because the 99% will be like, that person's the odd one. Why aren't they doing this? Now, that one person who isn't doing anything wrong will feel like the criminals because they aren't part of that group, because they aren't doing that. So, according to Pacer.org, a comprehensive overview of current bullying prevention research conducted by government and higher education agencies, rates of incident. Out of every 5, that's 20.2% students report being bullied. Now, why are people being bullied? People mostly bully people who seem vulnerable. Now, if you have been bullied or if you're currently being bullied, I want to ask you something. Why are you letting them bully you? Why are you trying to change yourself to make them stop bullying? I'm sure you may be asking yourself, why this, why that? But sometimes bullies don't even make sense, and the people will be making excuses for them that they're probably facing hell. Even if that's so, are they thinking about the people who they're making to face the same hell or even more than that? Sometimes bullying could actually make people commit suicide. Peer pressure makes people feel left out, which can cause depression, which can also lead to suicide. So many of these things happen, but no one seems to care anymore. Bullying is something that have been accepted by society, that if someone is bullying, they feel that the person is the one who's wrong, but they don't ask why exactly are the bullies bullying this person. If you've been bullied, I want you to actually go and stand up for yourself. If they're insulting you, insult them back. Do not let them take you for granted. They put you on the floor, get up. You shouldn't be a pawn in their game. You are a king or a queen in the chess game. Come on, guys. You are not a doormat. You are not a floor. About peer pressure, guys, ask yourself, if you need to change yourself to gain friends, fake friends, I mean like doing things on the extreme, being forced to do things to be accepted, are you sure you want to be in that group? Because let's imagine this. There are so many brooms, and then there is this mopping stick. So all the brooms are telling the mopping stick, you gotta be like us to join our group. You can't be friends with us. They aren't appreciating the mopping stick's individuality, its characteristics, and things like that. Now, let's say the deal is the broom sweep and, you know, the mopping stick mops. So you're like, we brooms, we sweep. So mopping stick, you gotta sweep with us, even though that's not your nature. You gotta do it. So the mopping stick shows that it can also be a broom, it sweeps, and then it joins your group. Success, right? No, it's not a success. Because after that, there will be more things you gotta do to prove yourself. Why do you need to prove yourself to be friends with people? Why do you need to put yourself in that box? Why not look for much more creative people? Don't you prefer being alone than being with people who do not appreciate you and who do not see your characteristics and your talent the way you are? Why do you need to change yourself? Why do you need to do that? Why do you need to put up with people bullying you, people talking smack about you? Seriously. If people are bullying you, if people are saying harsh things right in front of you with no guilt at all, threatening to kill you doing things, go report them. If that doesn't work, learn to stand up for yourself. One thing I learned in life is even if you got some hero or some heroine who keeps helping you, even if they're teachers, your principals, you need to learn to stand up for yourself, else you won't stop. Okay, what if there's no one to help you? Let's imagine you're at an institute or you're somewhere on the road, on the street, and you're walking and some people are bullying you, but you can't stand up for yourself. Then what else? You can't just break down there and just start crying. You need to learn to stand up for yourself. About peer pressure, you need to learn to say no. I don't need to join your group. I don't need to do this. I am myself. I am my individuality, and I don't need to stand in that place to act like them just to be friends with them. I am my own individual. I am my own individual. I am my own character. Okay? Now, let's go to some rates of incident. 41% of students... Oh, this is actually from pacer.org. PACR.org, in case if you want to check more stats. 41% of students who reported being bullied at school indicated that they think the bullying would happen again, in bracket National Center for Educational Statistics 2019. I'm sure it has gone up by now. I'm so sure of. Okay, now let's see. Of those students who reported being bullied now, who reported being bullied? Meaning, there are so many other students who have been bullied but can't report because they're afraid of what they're gonna do to them. They're afraid of being shouted at. They're afraid of the entire school excluding them. They feel the pain and then they don't report. Some are even afraid of even telling their own parents. I feel like more parents should try to be much more friendly to their kids. They should be friendlier to try to talk to them when they come back from school. Parents should try to sit with them, ask them questions, talk to them, know who their friends are, know if anyone is making their school, their class, or anywhere uncomfortable. Okay, now let's get back to the statistics. Of those students who reported being bullied, 13% were made fun of, called names or insulted. 13% were the subject of rumors. 5% were pushed, shoved, tripped, or spit on. And 5% were excluded from activities on purpose. National Center for Educational Statistics 2019. A slightly higher portion of female than of male students reported being bullied at school. 24% versus 17%, National Center for Educational Statistics 2019. A higher percentage of male than of female students report being physically bullied, 6% versus 4%, whereas a higher percentage of female than of male students reported being subject of rumors, 18% versus 9%, and being excluded from activities on purpose, 7% versus 4%. National Center for Educational Statistics 2019. Are you guys hearing this? 46% of bullied students report notifying an adult at school about the incident. 46%. Which means that the remaining 54% never reported. Never at all. School-based bullying prevention program decreased bullying by up to 25%, McKellen and Feder, 2013. I wish more schools had these programs. The reasons for being bullied, I'm still reading from pacer.org. The reasons for being bullied reported most often by students include physical appearance, race, ethnicity, gender, disability, religion, by National Center for Education Statistics 2019. Everything is by then, okay? The federal government began collecting data on school bullying in 2005, when the prevalence of bullying was around 28%. Now, let's go to the effects. Students who experience bullying are at increased risk of depression, anxiety, sleep difficulties, lower academic achievement, dropping out of school. Centers for Disease Control 2019. Do you guys see it here? I don't even know why people actually bully other students. Bullying has become so prevalent in schools, and you know what? Some teachers or principals don't even give a damn about it. Some kids are so afraid because they feel they're gonna get killed. Some get depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, and your voices aren't even heard enough. I wish people taught others more to stand up for themselves and not to take every single trash that's given to them. People are pressured to smoke, to drink, so many things. And let's take a look at peer pressure statistics now by choosingtherapy.com. 85% of high schoolers have felt peer pressure. 75% of adolescents have tried alcohol due to peer pressure. 70% of teen smokers began as a result of peer pressure. I don't know if right now you've been pressured into doing any of these things or something more worse, but I'm begging you, please don't do this. Change your friends, change your group of friends. If you can't change them, avoid them. If you can't avoid them, then try your best to not be like them. You don't need to be part of the crowd. You are your own person. You don't need to justify their thoughts and their actions and be like, they're the cool kids, or they are much better, or they are more successful doing those things. You don't need to do all those things. You are your own self. I do hope my point is getting across. If you're being bullied, stand up for yourself. Stop telling yourself that you need to act like the bullies, act like the cool kids, act like the best before you stop being bullied. It doesn't matter if you act like them or not. The point is to learn to stand up for yourself. You can't cry all the time. You can't do all those things. You can't look for people to save you. You need to save yourself. There will be times where there will be no one to help you, and you will need to help yourself. So, today's thought for you to reflect upon is to, number one, stand up for yourself. Number two, accept yourself. Number three, don't change yourself just to fit in. If you want to change yourself to improve your character, do it because you want to. Not because you want to be part of a group, but because you feel you need to do that for your own self, not for the sake of people. Okay? Alright? Guys? So, do not forget, reflect on it, think about it,
get it into your body, get into your head. I mean, get it into your head, get it into your brain. Close your eyes, meditate on it. Think about it day and night until you finally understand it. And you finally know that you need to stand up for yourself. I am your host, Nabila, and this is Undiscussed with Nabila. Thank you guys so much for listening up to this point. It means a lot to me. Guys, do not forget to like, comment, share, follow. If you guys want to leave a voice message, that is anchor.fm/bela303, that's bela303/message. The link is in the description. Also, if you guys got questions or you want me to discuss topics, please tweet at me. That's at bela303, bela303, or you can comment on any of my IG posts, or like comment on the podcast posts on my account. That's bela303. Do not forget to follow my socials, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, every single thing. That's bela303, bela303. Thank you guys so much, and see you guys again next week. Don't forget to come back next week. Do not forget to come back next week, Wednesday, and every other Wednesday for amazing insight on themes and themes. See you guys. Bye. I love you, and I wish you all the best.